Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
This winter, the hits just keep on coming. Even when it's not snowing, the toll that the blizzards have taken on the region just keeps rising. Layers of snow have caused more than 120 roofs to collapse. That includes a roof on the wing of the old South Union Church in Weymouth. In Boston, a snow-covered chimney fell on a parked car. Lots more stories like that, too. And less dramatic, but still a cause for concern, are leaky roofs that may get worse as the weather gets warmer. When winter takes its toll on your property, who are you going to call? Your insurance agent, of course. Tom Skelly, how many calls have you been getting?
130 calls a week.
You're kidding.
No.
And you're still standing. Well, actually, you're sitting right now. Tom is the vice president of sales and operations for DeLand Gibson Insurance Associates of Wellesley. He's the former chair of the Massachusetts Association of Insurance Agents. Nice to have you on Radio Boston, and thanks for taking the time to come in because we know you're a mighty busy guy. How does that number, you said 130 per week, how does that number of claims contrast with what you get normally this time of year?
Usually this time of year, we're getting 2 to 3 calls a week for claims activity in the property damage area, but recently 120 to 130 every week for the last 3 weeks.
And does that make it a banner year or a horrible year for you?
It makes us a banner year for us because we can service our clients, but not such a very good year for the insurance carriers who are going to pay out on these claims.
Exactly. Do you think that ultimately this is going to really be a difficult year in terms of losses for insurance carriers?
Yes. I think that a lot of the carriers are going to declare these incidents or a section of these incidents a catastrophe, which means that they're going to pay out a certain amount of millions of dollars on their part, and then they're going to have to dip into their reinsurance, which is not going to make the carriers any profitability this year.
Does that eventually come back to those of us who have insurance in terms of what we pay, what the premiums are?
Reinsurers usually increase rates based on losses.
Is that what's ahead?
I think that's ahead. It might be a year or two down the line. And if we have a very profitable rest of the year, not too many storms, not too many accidents, not too many wind or rainstorms during the summer months, we might find that this year, on average, isn't that bad.
Yeah, still a lot to make up for, though, given the weather of late. So what kind of damage are people filing claims for?
Ice dams, almost in every section of the state. They're the big bumps that you see in people's roofs and the long icicles. That stuff, that cold, cold water backs up under the shingles and then drops into the eaves and eventually finds its way into your bathrooms and kitchens and living rooms.
Okay, so for someone who might find, whether that person is a tenant or a homeowner, who might see an ice dam outside on the roof, does that necessarily mean that they should start preparing for evidence and calling their insurance agent or their landlord?
We recommend that people should see how the ice dam forms. A big block of ice on the gutter and icicles doesn't necessarily mean an ice dam. An ice dam is where that water gets dammed up on the roof and flows up under the shingles of the roof and then down into the home where it's warmer, it starts to thaw, and it drips into the interior of the home. So we tell people that it's best to call us when you find those water leaks, sagging ceilings, drips, and the like. That's when you want to call us to put a stake in the ground, so to speak, to mark the date of your claim.
So what else do you do to give yourself the best chance of your insurance company paying out your claim?
Pictures. More evidence that companies have as to what happened, when it happened, and how it happened. They really do come with 1,000 words.
Okay, so even if it's not an active leak, if you just see kind of a stain on the wall.
Stain on the wall, let's get the date in the record book that today is when you've seen that stain. Then what we'll do is, as the thaw progresses, and spring is eventually going to come, but as the thaw progresses, what we want to do is take a photographic progression of the loss. Sometimes that stain starts to disappear, and that's all the water that's dripped into the house. Sometimes it grows, it expands, sometimes it goes down the wall, goes onto the floorboards and warps those. So the loss progresses as the warmer weather comes.
How long do you have, though, before it goes down to the floorboards?
Well, most people will try to mitigate this as much as possible,
by
either
doing
by towels, sponges,
buckets.
Mops, buckets, anything they can grab. We've seen the trash bag system where they put trash bags along the wall and the water flows onto the trash bags into the trash bucket, which they can then empty. It's messy. It's nasty. And, of course, there's always concerns for mold as well. But what our primary concern is agents, is to make sure that the customer feels that they have an advocate for them and someone to call and say, what should I do and how can you help me?
What's the average claim amount for, say, ice dams, a leaky roof?
Most people will have, I believe, between $10,000 and $25,000 worth of damage if they have damage at all.
From these storms?
From these storms.
One leak alone?
Well, it's usually, unfortunately, a couple of leaks in the house. It starts in one area of the roof and may travel to another part of the home. Or when you look at a home from the outside, you'll see several ice dams. And because of the cold temperatures and the snow that we've received, we've got some homes that are just totally dammed up, front, back, side.
So if there is a disagreement about what's covered or the value of something that's covered, what is the procedure for reaching an agreement?
Usually what happens is the insured works with their agent to understand their policy as best they can. Most of the interior of the homes in the area are going to be covered. Not too many coverages will cover contents. That's a different subject. However, because these leaks happen usually over time, most people pull their contents away from the walls and
move their carpets. What if the contents is, say, a cabinetry or something else that's a built-in?
Well, it's affixed to the home. It's part of the home.
So meaning it would be covered?
It would be covered. Uh-huh. So if it's permanently affixed to the home, it's covered.
And what about something that's in one of the cabinets?
Well, those are contents again. And, you know, the question will be, well, how much damage would water do to a bunch of ceramic bowls? The reason I use that example is that's exactly what's happening at my home right now is we've got a drip. It's leaking into several of our drawers, and ceramic bowls got wet. So we just washed them, and we're all set.
What about your hardwood floors?
Hardwood floors are safe for now. However, we've got lots of clients who've had buckling, which means there's water underneath those floors.
And that would be covered?
That would be covered. It's permanently affixed to the building.
And in the coming weeks, what are you doing to prepare, and what should your clients do to prepare?
Well, this won't be over until all the snow and ice is off the roof, period. Unfortunately, that's the way these ice dams work. So the quicker they can get the ice dam removed or some of the ice removed from the roof of the house, the faster the interior leaks will stop. What we always advise our clients is to make sure that whoever's doing this work is insured themselves. There's nothing worse than having a group of guys show up with ladders one day, ring the doorbell and say, we can take care of your ice dams. Of course, the homeowner's desperate to get that done. However, if these folks don't have workers' compensation insurance, any losses that happen on the property could be you could be paying out on them. Any losses that happen with the roof, damage to the roof, if they put an axe or a hammer through there because they're not knowledgeable in roofing systems, that's going to come back to haunt you as well.
And what are you actually looking for proof of insurance?
There's a piece of paperwork that's commonly used in the industry called a certificate of insurance.
They carry it on them?
They don't usually carry it on them, but most folks that do any kind of work with the homeowner will have access to it via their insurance agent. The insurance agent issues these certificates of insurance. So if you were to contract with someone to show up next Tuesday to clear your roof, by next Monday, they should provide to you a certificate of insurance outlining A, general liability, which would take care of any damage they do to your property or any bodily injury they cause while on your property. B, workers' compensation coverage, which covers their workers. And C, if they're going to bring an auto or a bucket truck or some kind of ladder mechanism on the back of a truck on your property, you want them to have automobile liability as well.
By the way, what if you get on your own roof, which some people are doing because it's hard to get contractors? Are you covered if you have any accident?
The only way you'd be covered is under your own health insurance. The homeowner policy wouldn't cover you for anything. You don't have your own workers' compensation. Mm. You're totally on your own at that point.
Yeah. Some people haven't made it. I mean, it's a dangerous thing to do.
It's a very dangerous thing to do. People, I don't think, realize that, you know, under the 2 or 3 feet of snow that they're trying to get off the roof is a layer of ice.
Your advice for landlords or tenants?
Advice for landlords, of course, is to get their snow and ice cleared as quickly as possible. If I'm a landlord, I'm not only concerned about my property, but I'm also concerned about any liability. Those icicles are really pretty, but really heavy. So if they break off over a doorway, someone's going to get hurt pretty
badly. By the way, should people break them off? It's so tempting.
It is tempting, but we tell folks to, you know, let professionals do it. Unfortunately, what happens if someone jars it the wrong way, they could bring the whole gutter system down, and then we have another whole kettle of fish we have to deal with.
What is the strangest claim you've received so far this year?
So far this year. Actually, you mentioned it in your introduction. The chimney that collapsed on the car.
That was yours?
That's ours. That's one of our guys. We got a lovely 8x10 picture of it yesterday morning. The guy He let the snow fall on it for 3 weeks, finally dug the car out, and then the chimney collapsed on it.
He's covered, I hope.
He's covered.
Well done. Thank you very much. Tom Skelly, Vice President of Sales and Operations for DeLand Gibson Insurance Associates of Wellesley. He's former chair of the Massachusetts Association of Insurance Agents. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And by the way, if you're hiring a contractor to clear your roof, here's a cautionary note from Tom Skelly. Insurance companies generally pay only to clear the part of your roof that's causing the actual leak.
Well, stay with us. When we come back, we'll have sports with Bill Littlefield. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Lisa Mullins. This is Radio Boston.